Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten
up. Hello and happy day, sweet friends. Here we are, May 9th. I am coming back live today to the show. I took a wee bit sabbatical, kind of stepped away and allowed myself to just indulge in some, I guess, nothing time, but made it all about me time, if that makes sense. Got a little bit, you know, of things that I have on the go, and it was just this opportunity to be able to step away, to catch my breath, to get organized, and really begin to kind of, I guess, get more clarity in terms of where I'm going, what I'm doing, and how that's going to be done. It's such a beautiful time because it's truly what's happening for all of us. It's what the universe is asking of all of us. Here we are in 2018. This is the year of our deeper spiritual connection to our own self. It's also about, you know, setting those foundations in place in terms of where we're going, where we're moving forward on purpose, but how it is that we're going to contribute using our gifts, our talents, and abilities in service to all of humanity. So that really, you know, sitting within this last couple of weeks, we've really been in this crescendo of energy. It's really what the whole universe is asking of all of us. We've been, you know, taking a swift look at what we need to do. We've been being pushed into action in ways. Our ego is being stretched. We're being challenged. We're definitely moving out of our comfort zones. And all of it can leave us a little unnerving. I mean, and that is, you know, what we're talking about today on the show is really those shadow parts that begin to come up as we begin to evolve or grow within consciousness, as we move along within our own spiritual journey. All of a sudden, something, you know, really big is about to happen in our life, and that little ego begins to take over. And those darker aspects, those shadow parts of us that we have a tendency to suppress, to ignore, to pretend are not a part of who we are, begin to show up. I think that's a really big misconception on the spiritual journey. And if you've been tuning into my show at all over the last, you know, last year or so that I've been on with Empower, you know, that's a huge part of what I believe is the fact that we, you know, when we're on a spiritual journey, it's not just about having a positive mind frame. It is not just about remaining positive and taking what I refer to as always, you know, the spiritual platform or the spiritual hierarchy. We have a tendency to bypass certain aspects of our very human condition, our very human self. And although, yes, of course, we are these spiritual beings having a human experience, that is at the core of everything we believe and understand and who we are within this, the aspect of self here in this world of ours. But the truth of that is within it is that we're also these souls that have come here for the human experience. And when we get within a spiritual journey, when we start along a path, we almost neglect or ignore that very human part of us. And it is that part of us that needs to be nurtured, to be cared for, to be, you know, acknowledged as we awaken, as we move forward. We're here for the contrast. We're here. Our soul cannot get enough of the contrast. It wants every kind of experience possible. It wants to indulge in not only the joys and highs within life, but really those darker, heavier, you know, the things that, you know, we on some level are trying to avoid. That's what our soul is here to indulge in and enjoy. It's all of the learning. We're here in terms of the wisdom, you know, the gathering of wisdom within this lifetime in helping us to evolve and to grow and to truly become, you know, authentic and real in who we are. So this part, this shadow part of us, this darker self is really what today's conversation is about. And because it's what's playing out in the universe right now. It's what's happening in terms of, we went through the full moon last week, which was known as the truth moon. And in the truth, not only seeing truth, being able to speak truth, but it was to really see and understand even the truth of who we are at a deeper level, acknowledging, you know, the light as well as the dark. And within the frequency of energy that's playing out within the universe, those darker aspects of us were getting poked. They were, you know, there's a reason why we were feeling irritated and frustrated, and why we felt like we wanted to throw in the towel, you know, on our life, why maybe on our projects, our dreams, our goals, why we felt like we were going to give up entirely. It's what, you know, it was stirring inside of us to take a look at what was dark inside of us, what needed to be not released, but needed to be acknowledged, accepted, cared for in order for us to move forward in greater capacity within our lives. Now, this, it's so beautiful how the universe, you know, whether we realize it or not, I mean, it really is on our side. It has our back. And we, you know, when we understand that all of the influences within the cosmos affect us on such a cellular and esoteric level. And so everything we experience physically, mentally, emotionally, not only is the stuff that we're dealing with in terms of wounds that we've held from the past or things that we've been carrying as far as, you know, our own, what I always call self-imposed crucification of the stuff that we carry within, you know, in our own life, the things that we don't forgive or we don't let go of. And it really, you know, gets congested within this kind of energy. And so it's beautiful that what happens is when things begin to stir within the cosmos, it begins to poke holes in all of those things that we have been covering or masking over. It pokes holes so that there can be more light. We're being asked to look at our dark so that there can be more light within our life, more light within the world. Now, we look at those aspects of ourselves, you know, those are the things that can completely destroy our relationships, you know, in the parts of us. When we talk about the shadow, it is the doubts, the insecurities. It's that part of us that says we are not good enough. We are not deserving. It's where we deem ourselves unattractive. We try to push away and overlook and sugarcoat even some of the things that, you know, that we don't like about ourselves. Because we get into that place, as the ego does, it judges, and we judge ourselves so very harshly. Now, some of it comes from, you know, for some of us, and I say us, it's about perfectionism. And so when you have been someone who is a perfectionist, and I very admittedly say that, yes, I am, and I have tendencies to be, that when that standard is not met or adhered to in some way, we go into ourselves, we by default almost in, and again, saying that we are not good enough, we are not successful enough, we are not intelligent enough, we're not worthy enough, we're not deserving enough, and it goes on and on and on. I mean, our mind, what plays up within us, right, is a story all of itself. We're really great at human beings. We're really, really great at making up stories in our mind of things that are untrue, and then we believe them and buy into them, and then before we know it, we have owned it as if it is truth. But when we're constantly comparing ourselves, whether it be comparing ourselves to colleagues or comparing ourselves to our neighbors or, you know, what other people are doing or not doing, it's a part of us that in comparison where what's playing out is that there's something internal going on. Something that is being triggered inside of us when we get into comparison. Again, that shadow part of us that we deny, those qualities that we don't like to admit to, our very, very human flaws, the ones that get into, you know, where we do get, we become the judge. We get very judgmental of ourselves and other people. Judgment is not something, you know, I think it's a misconception in terms of judgment, because there are some principles and practices about getting out of judgment. And I truly believe we never can get out of judgment because we are very, very human. We have this ego, and it is the ego's tendency to judge. And judgment isn't just about judging someone if they're, you know, being unkind or judging them for what they're not doing in the world or judging them for how they're living their life or looking at some of the lower ways that ego can judge. Judgment also takes place at a much higher level when we can judge someone when we admire them. The moment we say, I am happy, it's a judgment. The moment we look to at someone and say, good for them, look at how successful they are, that's a judgment. We never, ever get out of judgment. But it is about learning and adapting to becoming more heart-centered within those judgments, the higher perspective, you know, the higher ego self placing those judgments. But it's not about getting rid of or erasing or stopping judgment all, you know, entirely. I believe one day we will stop judgment, and that will be the day that we cross over. For now, you know, we're human. Judgment is a part of us, a part of who we are. It's that very human makeup. It's part of our DNA. And so we look to what's going on in the internal dialogue. What are those comparisons? What are those judgments showing us, not about the other person, but what are those judgments showing us about our own self? This whole shadow concept that I'm referring to, this concept is something that a psychologist, Carl Jung, had spoke about many, many times. It's that part of a self that we don't want to look at. The qualities, as I said, that seem unattractive, that we avoid, that we don't want to acknowledge. And within a spiritual, you know, as we're on this journey, as I said at the start of the show, we're told, you know, to take on a positive mindset. When we understand law of attraction, we understand vibration, and that by having a higher vibration and being positive and optimistic and hopeful and all those really luxurious emotions that are there actually increase the capacity in which we're able to receive what it is we've been asking for in the universe. But that very human part of us can make it difficult for us to always be in that happy place all the time, to always be within the vibration of what is required for receiving. It is, and then we snap out of it. We like, oh, I can't go there. I can't be negative. I can't feel bad. I can't get angry. I'm a spiritual person. You know, so we then try to meditate our way out of it. Every difficult emotion that comes up, we try to meditate out of it. We have a bad habits. Well, I'm going to meditate on that. And yet this is a part of us that needs, you know, it's not, meditation is great. I highly encourage meditation. I have a very strong practice, a daily practice for myself. And so I highly, highly encourage it. However, meditating on does not solve the problem. Acknowledging our shadow, having a look at what is it that is being triggered? What is it that is asking to be loved? What part of us is looking to be loved more? What part of us is asking to be recognized, to be soothed, to be understood? So we have to really take some time to recognize that the darker part of us that begins to stir under any circumstance or event that might play up actually is what allows for integration. Integration of you know, bigger energies at play, integration of the soul rising inside of our being. Also reconciliation within our own self, reconciliation, whether within this lifetime, within other lifetimes. And so we have to train our psyche, so to speak, to really own that part of us. So rather than tucking it away and covering it up and pretending it's not there and just, you know, slapping a smile on our face instead of acknowledging when we're sad or when we're hurting, almost denies ourselves the experience of the emotion, the reconciliation, as I said, of the emotion, the learning, and most importantly, uncovering what the wisdom is, you know, that is asking to be revealed. So I work with a lot of clients. This ugly part of us is something that nobody, you know, wants to take a look at. And of course, because nobody wants to take a look at it, I'm like, hey, let's talk about it. Let's poke at it even more. But, you know, unfortunately, many of us were not taught to have a strong sense of who we are, a strong sense of self. And so we reject ourselves in order to be loved, which sounds all kind of mixed up, right? But we try to fit in. And so as we try to fit in, we look at these things that that have us, you know, blocking our capacity to love who we are, because we are trying to fit in and be like someone else or be acceptable to someone else or deny that here we are on a spiritual journey and being spiritual people, and to deny ourselves that we're actually having a very human emotion, that we're maybe angry or that we're sad or that we're grieving. There was a period of my time, and I speak about this because I have, I want to call myself the queen of it, but I have this, I have walked this path. I was in a really, really dark place in my life. I was in, you know, in the depths of despair. I was caught up in a cycle of negativity and really had no self-worth and no value for myself and no value for life. And I was in a place of feeling very helpless and very hopeless within things. And so when I began on my spiritual journey and I began putting practices in place and the power of positive thinking and began working with it, my gosh, it began to create miracles in my life. I'm not going to deny that. All of a sudden, with the shift and change in vibration, I began to feel better. And as you begin to feel better, you begin to feel a little bit better. And ultimately, we continue within the practices, we begin to find relief from, you know, how we have been feeling, relief from the heaviness or the negative, you know, aspect of that life that we were living. And so we get into that place of being within, you know, thriving. We're happy. We're being filled with all kinds of energy and an exorbitant amount of joy that begins to take place. We finally understand that there is hope. You know, we're beginning to become optimistic. There is, you know, great things that begin to be revealed all around us. And I lived in that sense for a while. But what happened is I got into a place where I never allowed myself to feel the other emotions that began to stir. So, for instance, if someone close to me had passed or they had died, I never allowed myself to grieve for them because I knew that they were happy. They were crossed over. They were at peace. All was well. You know, there that I could see, I mean, obviously being a medium, I'm able to, you know, they're giving me messages of how spectacular it is on the other side, how at peace they are on the other side. And I thought, I cannot grieve when the soul is so, you know, is in celebration. That very human part, I denied myself the luxury or the pleasure, so to speak, of grieving, of being able to cry, to feel that very physical loss, the loss of a human companion, the loss of a human friend, the loss of, you know, a family member. There were times as well where I would become almost fueled with, you know, where I would get angry, frustrated, where things were not going quite the way that I had hoped or that I had dreamed them to be. And instead of getting angry and, you know, just being okay with being angry, instead of allowing myself to express it, to allow it to move through me, I denied myself. I suppressed it. And so what happened over time is that by not acknowledging those shadow parts that began to stir, the fact that I, you know, I wasn't happy one day, but I would slap on that smile and I knew I needed to be positive because that's what the spiritual practices tell you, right? I wanted my stuff in the universe. I wanted all my prayers to be answered. So, you know, I really denied anything that spiraled me in a lower direction. But what it did is I discovered that as unhappy as I was prior to my spiritual journey, and at that time of suppressing emotion, of denying so much of how I felt, my thoughts, my opinions, everything I had suppressed within me, all the wounds, all the secrets, everything that I held, I reached a point within my spiritual journey that I was as equally unhappy. Because again, I was not expressing myself. I was suppressing my emotions. I wasn't expressing when I had my feelings were hurt or I was wounded in some way. I held on to it. And so over time, it became this great awareness that I had gone from being in a hole outside of a spiritual journey to finding myself in a hole on a spiritual journey. And it was that point, and I mean, and I know and understand that, you know, we're always constantly learning and evolving, and our soul is always waking up and shaking something up inside of us so that we can get to know ourselves even better. And it was at that point where I realized that I could no longer deny those very human emotions that were stirring up, that I needed to give some time and attention to that little ego, that little one that sits inside of me. The one that does get her feelings hurt, the one that does feel rejection, the one that does have, you know, emotions of sadness and sorrow and anger and frustration stir inside of her. That I needed to accept and understand those shadow parts of me, why they were there, where they were coming from. Love them. Love that part of me too. Not just the one who was positive and happy, but the one who endured, the one who suffered, the one who struggled, the one who always has this the paradigm and the programming of that not enough. So many of us now, I'm telling you, we're human, so this happens to all of us. There is not a person out there within the scope of life that doesn't have positive or negative or light or dark, you know, aspects about them. The thing is what happens when that dark side is stuffed deeply within our consciousness, you know, we hide it from ourselves and we tend to hide it from other people. And the message that we get from that very hidden place inside of us, of course, is that something must be wrong. Something must be broken. I'm not lovable. I'm not deserving. I'm not worthy. I'm not okay. And then what happens is we believe these messages. We believe, and then, you know, that if we look closely at what lies deep inside of us, that we might find something horrible. And so we don't want to look at it. And it's hard for us to look at it. We fear looking at it. We literally fear our own selves. We get into a place of fearing every thought and every feeling. And so we become very disconnected. We become disconnected from our family, from our friends. But most importantly, we become disconnected from our own self. So even after years of doing this work, I'll tell you that there's always going to be a part of us that is going to be a little bit of dark, a little part of us that needs some attention, a little part of us that feels abandoned, rejected, and there are aspects of who we are that we have almost banished. And all of that limits and inhibits our ability to receive love, to find acceptance, and literally creates a shadow in our psyche. And that shadow is what creates the block or the resistance that we have in our life. You see, there is actually no true source of darkness. There's only being in alignment with who we are, being in alignment with source energy, with light, or being in resistance, and in resistance where there is an absence of light. So we get into a place where we want to shine a light on those darker places inside of us. So in doing so, in understanding that, as we begin to identify any aspect of our true self, then as we begin to find our alignment, we actually become at a much powerful point of attraction within the universe. To love and accept that true self without resistance, so that we can fuel our soul, fuel our life force energy, fuel our purpose even more. Where there's dark, there's light. Just it's asking to be transformed. And that's what our shadow is. The part of us that is just asking to be transformed, to know itself as light. I'm going to talk more after the commercial break. I'm going to give you some tips and some things that you can do in order to help reveal those shadow parts of you and bring them to light. We'll be back shortly.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds. Over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Women now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
Harvard Medical School has now opened its doors to new female applicants.
The first woman is now in space.
The majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway, just enjoy your life. Get out of your way, lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
Thanks so much for tuning in today, sweet friends. I'm talking about, you know, the darker side of who we are, that very human, those very human attributes that we all carry and that we all have, and the importance of what it, you know, and the importance of acknowledging and embracing every part of who we are, the light and the dark, and to understand that that is truly what brings us into balance. And that when we begin to embrace and work and heal those shadows inside of us, we actually make space for more light to shine. We raise not only our own vibration, but we will then, as a ripple effect, raise the vibration of the whole earth and all of humanity, which is so exciting to me. Our shadows exist, you know, to teach us. They're here to guide us and give us a blessing of our entire selves. And so it's about, we search for wholeness, and wholeness is, that's what wholeness is about. It's about bringing, you know, all of that to exposing everything that we are, exploring everything we are. The feelings that we've suppressed are almost desperate to be integrated with us. And they're only harmful when we repress them. And they can pop up sometimes at the least opportune times. They sneak up. It's like a sneak attack. And all of a sudden, you're needing to deal with something that you never thought you'd ever have to deal with. So to understand that, you know, when we move forward onto a spiritual path, on this spiritual journey, that moving forward is so important, but we need to honor the beauty of this darkness that we have and not pathologize the troubling aspects of ourself. By recognizing that beauty of our darkness, as I said, it allows for the integration, it allows for reconciliation, and we can actually we actually become freer within, you know, more authentic, and of course more whole as a result. And our life literally transforms when we make peace with that shadow part of us. Because when we are at peace with the shadow, when we've acknowledged the shadow, when we've loved the shadow, we no longer need to pretend to be someone we're not. We no longer have to prove that we're good enough. We no longer have to live in fear either. So there are many gifts about, you know, we seek for the gifts in the shadow that really help us to be, you know, in the glory of our very true self. And it's from there then that we have the freedom to create life that we've always desired, you know, and not only create the life, but we can, you know, receive the life that we've always desired. Carl Jung said that everything that irritates us about others can lead us to understanding our own selves. So the quickest way to see or identify a shadow inside of you is to notice what qualities that you tend to criticize about other people. Now, don't feel bad because your critic happens. We're human. Remember I said earlier, we all have a judge inside of us. Look carefully at these because they're not necessarily bad qualities, but we may have a tendency to overanalyze something in someone else when in truth it's something inside of us that's asking to be revealed or asking to be healed. So for instance, we can look at, I'm just trying to get my ideas sorted out. So we can look at someone who is a workaholic and they're working all the time, constantly on the go. And we can criticize or judge them and say they're always working. They're never taking enough time for their family. That reveals more about us than it does them. You see, because in their world, they are happy and thriving as the judged workaholic that they are. But for us to judge someone to say that they never take time for their family or they don't have enough time for their family, it might mean that, whoa, hang on a second. Maybe I need to start taking more time for my family. When we begin to criticize someone, even if they have confidence or they have success, you know, we're still in judgment. We can still criticize them that they're not successful enough, or who do they think they are? You know, they think they're all that. But it reveals our own insecurity, the fact that we don't feel good enough, or that perhaps we're not successful or as successful in our life as what we would like to be. So become really aware of your projections, because that's what they are. We're projecting on other people based on those criticisms and those judgments about really what is shadowed inside of us. So we have to, you know, have to understand that this doesn't make us bad. I want to really take that judgment off the table. Because we criticize someone or we judge them from being too thin to being too heavy, we judge people for being too tall to too short, we judge them for being happy, we judge them for being stuck or being sad or being depressed. And just because there's a judgment that is made, it doesn't make us a bad person. Where the power is, is to understand that within that judgment, within the projection that we have placed on the other person, that there is something inside of us that is asking to be revealed and asking to be healed. So don't get, I really want to make sure that, you know, I know with some of my, as I'm working with some of my clients, they start feeling bad about themselves. And I really, that's not the name of the game here. This is about having compassion for yourself. And again, moving forward into, you know, when we find something and we've had a judgment, that we take the judgment and we turn it into understanding. And we turn it into understanding by practicing some forgiveness for ourselves. We allow ourselves to be human and experience that full spectrum of who we are. So we look at, you know, we soften our perception. You know, breathe deeply and just allow ourselves, you know, the opportunity to just receive compassion. Compassion for our judgment, compassion for our imperfection, compassion for our shadow. So if you've ever been abandoned, betrayed, or criticized by others, chances are in some way that they have been abandoned, betrayed, or criticized. And it's no different when we, as they project on us, that we're projecting on them in the same way. We're actually these beautiful soul helpers. You know, we're moving around this world and bumping into each other's shadows or bumping into our shadow through other people all the time. Our light casts a shadow on others, and the shadow that is revealed is that of our own self. So when we understand, you know, again, self-forgiveness, how do you forgive yourself? Well, there's many ways in which you can. You know, write yourself a letter and just simply say, I forgive you. Look yourself in the mirror and just look into your eyes and say, I forgive you for being flawed. I forgive you for being imperfect. I forgive you for getting angry. I forgive you for being unkind. No different than if we were to offer forgiveness to someone else. We give for our well-being. We give for our happiness. We give for. And so whether we are looking to someone else or we're looking at ourselves, it really is about offering, you know, that those statements, those affirmations that say, I am forgivable. I am forgiven. I am forgiveness, over and over and over. Sometimes it is just about, you know, about getting into prayer, about, you know, getting quiet in meditation and just asking to receive meditation or receive forgiveness through meditation, to receive the energy of it, to allow, you know, to let ourselves off the hook. But what I like to do is I like to talk to that side of me. I like to have a full out conversation. Maybe it's the Gemini in me that makes this really easy, but I like to have a conversation with that lower part of me. And I like to celebrate her. I like to celebrate her, encourage her, and recognize her for what she has offered. And it really is a simple conversation that I have that say, you know, wow, Bonnie, way to go. Look at you, you know, being all judgmental and criticizing other people. They're only doing the best they can, but no, there's you. Look at you. You really do criticize well. Oh, you own that, girl. You truly rock being someone who can critique and criticize. And I talk myself into a way, not as to make myself feel bad, but actually to make myself feel better. Because as I'm talking, I begin to see how ridiculous this conversation begins to have that I, or begins to sound that I'm having with myself. Look at you doing this. You absolutely rock being the critique. Someone who can critique, you have mastered it. You go, girl. You know, I have fun with it. Instead of getting down and heavy within my heart about it, I have fun with it. The energy of celebration, the energy of gratitude, the energy of forgiveness can transform any feeling or emotion that we're having. We can stay stuck in the treadmill, in the cycle, in the habit, or we can really get into that place of really shifting something around. You see, because when we soften our perception, when we begin to speak with compassion to ourselves, and we begin to play a little bit with the energy behind, you know, those emotions that we're feeling, our heart begins to expand. And all of a sudden, whatever was weighing on us that was necessary, you know, for us to have up until that point, falls away. And it allows for a kinder, more generous spirit of self to be revealed. And as we have compassion in this way for ourselves, it begins to breed compassion for other people. It's really win-win. So when we're we need to be our own best friend. You know, you've heard me say that over and over. We need to be kinder, more gentler, more loving of our own self. And that brings up the other way, really, you know, how do we work with our shadow? Well, we're healing the shadow. We need to nurture ourselves. As we begin to uncover that shadow and we begin to open up, we need to give ourselves permission to process our emotions. When we're bringing up anything that has been unprocessed, when that shadow is rising, there can be all kinds of cumulative feelings in place there. Maybe there's shame, there's sadness, there's anger that begins to surface. And what's so beautiful about this is we can actually turn this energy into fuel for our life. We can turn that energy into motivation. We can turn it with affirmative authority to make change. But we need to nurture that. We need to give ourselves permission to feel the wide range of emotions that we feel. Our vulnerability is such a tender place, and that when we crack open, we need more than anything that deep, unconditional love. And as we do, we begin to experience a more authentic connection with who we are and a more authentic connection to other people in our world. So I think that, you know, what often as well is when we're understanding law of attraction, when I go back to, you know, having to be positive and having to have that positive mind frame and to being optimistic, I'll tell you that when you are in the place where you have allowed these emotions to rise inside of you, that some of my greatest creative efforts have happened when I have been angry, when I have been frustrated, when I have said that is enough in my life. That is when the greatest transformation of change takes place. You see, as I shared with you before the commercial break, I talked about how before I denied myself to go there. And here I was working within the aspects and the practices of law of attraction and always being within the positive mindset, using, you know, the power of positive thinking. And I'm not saying don't go there, because it is powerful and it does work. But when those lesser fun emotions come up, when the lesser negative emotions come up, when the lesser very raw, very vulnerable emotions come up, when you give yourself to healthfully express them, they are just as powerful in creation as a positive mindset is. And sometimes they've been more powerful in what can be the demand or the command within the universe. So these energy patterns, and that's what it is, the patterning of energy that become a powerful point of attraction. And so that's why it's so important to not resist any aspect of our own self. Because every emotion serves us. Every feeling that we have is valid, is important, and is just asking to be understood. It's just asking to be revealed. It's asking to know more light. So the goal with, you know, doing the goal with working with our shadow, acknowledging the darker aspects of who we are, is about learning to integrate those part of us, that part of us, to come to know and accept all parts of who we are, not hide and run from ourselves anymore. Because when we're doing that, we're operating at an unconscious level. And so when we acknowledge those aspects, some of them we haven't maybe even known that they've existed. They, you know, suddenly as they become noticed, we become very conscious to them. And it's with that consciousness that we're able to invoke and bring that power of choice, where we can choose more. And that higher self, I'll tell you, will always orchestrate opportunities for us to get to know ourselves more deeply. Always. And for the purpose of that of nurturing our wholeness. And when we can allow the whole self to be revealed, the light and the dark, we then begin to recognize and understand our own holiness, that divinity, that spark of light that exists inside of us all. When we become conscious, that it's like a turning point, because we begin to recognize the root or the core belief that has created the shadow in the first place. And once we identify that core belief and what has been holding us back and what's created the shadow in the first place, we can start to ask some questions of ourselves. We can start to heal those beliefs. We can start to redefine our paradigm. So this might be, I mean, it's a pretty big discussion to have within an hour. But I want you to know that as you begin to acknowledge this part of you, to understand that all, you know, what it means in terms of healing our past, what it means in terms of healing our life, is that this truly works. That this works for us, again, providing our soul a unique opportunity to learn, to evolve, to grow. And we can become more connected to our life, connected to our own selves, connected to the higher dimensions. Because as we tune into some of the things that have been, the aspects that have been unconscious to us, we begin to shine light on them. We invoke light. And we bring more light into our being. And as we bring more light into our being, we raise our vibration. And as we raise our vibration, good things, of course, happen from there. So there, find gifts in your shadow, my friends. Like, allow yourself just to be you, to give yourself permission to get angry, get permission, you know, to cry, to feel how you need to feel. I read somewhere recently that it is our purpose to shine a light on the hardened and petrified parts of ourselves, to spread light on earth. First and foremost, we must reach into the darkness within our own selves. On a final note, if you're looking for a really easy way to begin to reveal some aspects that might be affecting your life that maybe you're not seeing, simply ask to have your inner truth revealed to you. This can be done through meditation. It can be done through automatic writing. You can ask when you go to sleep at night. You can ask in a prayer. Just simply ask to have your inner truth revealed to you. Please reveal to me what it is I'm not seeing about myself. Please reveal to me what I'm not seeing about this relationship. Please reveal to me what I'm not understanding about my ability to earn money. Please reveal to me. Ask and you shall receive. I'll tell you, it's incredible what happens. Circumstances, events, situations begin to come up. Conversations begin to take place. And all of a sudden, you know, you might even have a challenging situation that comes up, a crisis where things, not that you're calling in the crisis, but it'll be through the crisis that you're able to identify it. It will become clearer for you. Anything that is challenging in your life is an opportunity to bring more light into the vulnerable parts of who you are. Any feelings that you exhibit, anything from extreme behaviors and habits, even through transitions, you know, going through a breakup or perhaps you've lost your job. Those darker parts are amplified in how we react. If we react with, you know, life is hard. It's revealing that somewhere inside of us, we have a limiting belief that says, yep, life is hard. And therefore, we have all kinds of situations and circumstance to validate it over and over. Or perhaps it's like no one can be trusted. Can't trust anyone in this world. It's amazing what we speak when we're put into a challenging situation. The truth is revealed. Listen to yourself. Listen to what the words that come out of you. Because in it, you are examining. You've asked for it to be revealed within your own self. Beyond any specific situation. What is asking to be healed? What is asking to be released? What is asking to be embraced? So on that note, sweet friends, I want you to know that that shadow part of you is what makes you human. Embrace your humanity. Embrace that part of you. Love yourself more than you reject yourself. The vulnerability, as I said, that very tender place is an opportunity to become more authentic in who you are. To be more deeply connected with who you are and to bring more light into the world. And so, from my heart to yours, I want to wish you a wonderful day. Find beauty in that darkness and let the light shine. Bye for now.